DW.
It's a beautiful sunny autumn day here in Parque Forestal in the busy centre of Santiago. 27-year-old Daniel Gomez has travelled from the seaside town of Viña del Mar for a meeting with his lawyer about the next step in his legal process. While we sit on a park bench with the city's traffic streaming past us, he explains why being able to change your identity card is so important in Chile.
When you were born here in Chile, you have to register your name and sex. After that, you get an ID card, which you always have to have with you. When you go to the doctor, they will ask you for your ID card. I try not to go to the doctor so that I don't have to be embarrassed when they call me by the name on my ID card, which is Daniela. They look at the photo on my card and say, "Daniela? But you're not Daniela." And it's terrible because once they see my ID, they treat me differently. Also, when I used to go to parties, they would look to see if I was old enough, and then when they saw the photo, they would say, "But you aren't the person in the photo," and would not let me go into the disco. And for work, it's even worse. I have to send them my resume with my legal name on it. But when they see me, even though I explain my situation, they reject me.
Daniel's going through a legal process in order to change his name on his ID card. In most other countries around the world, this would involve a simple trip to the registry office to get the name and sex changed. That's what the trans community want to happen with a new gender identity law, which has been discussed in Parliament. Changing your name and identity is currently a very difficult process in a country like Chile, which, although it appears modern, is still deeply conservative in many aspects.
Here they ask you for a report from a psychologist and a psychiatrist to confirm that I am transgender. The psychiatrist could decide that I am mentally ill rather than transgender and stop the whole process. They ask you for so much paperwork and witnesses, and a lot depends on the judge. He could say you haven't had surgery, so you can't change your sex. Even though I've had hormone treatment, I haven't had any surgery yet, because I don't have the money to do it.
It's very intrusive to be asked to take your clothes off to prove what sex you are. How do you feel about that?
I haven't had to do it yet, but I have a meeting soon where the medical team need to see me in the nude and take photos of me as part of my evidence. For me, it's going to be a really horrible moment. I will feel so vulnerable. I don't want to do it, but it's the only way I can get my name changed to a man's on my ID card.
Daniel's been going through the process for more than a year. It can sometimes take up to 3 years or just a few months, depending on the judge. Former President Michelle Bachelet wanted to get the gender identity bill passed before she left office in March. A new law would eliminate the whole medical process and the need for a judge. The bill's currently being reviewed by the House of Senates and the House of Deputies, but there's still a lot of opposition to it from the Catholic Church and the more conservative members of Parliament.
Chile is still very old-fashioned with the idea that the man is in charge and a marriage should be between a man and a woman. We make out that we are so liberal, but there are still many conservative people here with a lot of power. We still have a long way to go. With a subject like this, we are way behind.
Right-wing multimillionaire businessman Sebastián Piñera recently became president for the second time. He supports the bill, and his government proposed an amendment that would allow people as young as 14 to legally change their sex with their parents' approval. But many politicians are against this and won't vote for it, and the church are completely against any change at all. The head of Chile's Catholic Church, Cardinal Ricardo Izadi, spoke out against the amendment, saying a minor's ability to legally change their sex is wrong, given that a cat will not become a dog just because I give it a dog's name. His comments caused an uproar, and he was strongly criticised, but the opposition still continues. Is that your mother?
Sí, es mi madre.
As we look through photos of him when he was a little girl, Daniel tells me how difficult the process has been.
When I was little, as you can see in the photos, I liked to dress like a boy. I cried until they let me wear tracksuits or jeans, and I liked to wear my hair to be tied back, so my mother would dress me how I wanted, and I would be happy. I loved to play football.
The childhood memories that the photos bring back to him make Daniel emotional, and tears run down his face.
The truth is, I find it quite upsetting to look through these photos because I think about my parents. They wanted a little girl like the one that you see in the picture. And I know how hard this has been for them. I hated to see them suffer and not to be able to fulfill their dreams. So for a time I tried really hard to feel like a girl and to like boys, but it felt horrible and I couldn't do it.
Daniel says he felt something was different when he was just 6 years old. He went to an all-girls school and he fell in love with the girls. For a while he thought he might be a lesbian, but that felt strange for him as well. Eventually his aunt sent him to a psychologist.
I was 18 years old and I went to a psychologist and she said, look, so that you understand me, it's like I go to buy Doritos instead they are chips. This is what you are transgender. And her example made complete sense to me. I finally knew what I was.
Daniel's family fully support him and have helped him with his hormone treatment, which in Chile is around $150 each time, and you need to do it every 3 months for a few years. Daniel started when he was 23, and he's now 27. He says he's very happy to finally have a beard, and now he loves the way his voice sounds. But he stresses that for many people it's just too expensive to do it privately.
It needs to be easier. I'm lucky because I have a psychologist to help me with the process, but for other people who can't afford it, it's much more difficult. There are people who are suffering a lot. They can't afford to pay for a lawyer or medical treatment, and the waiting lists are very long if they want help from the state. You should just be able to go to the registry office and change your name. That's what happens in other countries, but here, it's so difficult.
All Daniel wants is to be able to change his name and sex on his ID card. And he hopes that a new law will make it a much simpler process for others than it's been for him. Jane Chambers, DW, Santiago, Chile.
DW